Allahumma inna shaitan rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursalin. If I introduce myself, my name is Daud Matthews. I'm a Muslim. I embraced Islam in Oxford in the UK in 1970. And I've been in the kingdom since 1974. I'm currently the technical support manager in the King Saud University Computer Center. And I'm going to talk tonight, inshallah, on Jesus, on whom be peace, in Islam. If we just focus our thoughts for a moment on the aspects of the Creator, almost every revealed religion accepts that the Creator is also the provider, the cherisher, and the sustainer of all that He has created. These then are the physical requirements, and they've been provided for. But isn't it logical to think that that same God, that same Creator, would also provide for our spiritual needs? And if religion indeed comes from God, then it must have been provided for everyone, regardless of race, color, or nation. Prophets were sent, therefore, by God to every nation. The Quran tells us in Surah 10, Ayat 47, to every people was sent a messenger. When their messenger comes before them, the matter will be judged between them with justice, and they will not be wronged. When the messenger comes before them and the matter is judged, refers to the day of judgment. Again, by Allah, we also sent our prophets to nations before you, but Satan made to the wicked their own acts seem alluring. He is a patron today, and for them is a most grievous chastisement. And we sent down the book to you so that you should make clear to them those things in which they differ, and it should be a guide and mercy to those who believe. Quran 16, 63 and 64. Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus, on whom be peace, is a common link between Muslims and Christians in terms of love and respect. Muslims believe he was a messenger of Allah, a messenger of God. How can we believe otherwise when Allah tells us in the Quran, praise be to Allah, who has sent his servant the book and has allowed therein no crookedness. He has made it straight and clear in order that he may warn the godless of a terrible punishment from him, and that he may give good news to the believers who do righteous deeds, that they shall have a goodly reward, wherein they shall remain forever. Further, that he may warn those also who say, Allah has begotten a son. No knowledge have they of such a thing, nor had their fathers. It is a grievous thing that issues from their mouths as a saying. What they say is nothing but falsehood. Quran, Surah 18, Ayahs 1 through 5. If we look at the Christian church, we find there were many differences which resulted in arguments within itself, which sometimes lasted for more than a century. The first major difference, perhaps, was what happened at the Council of Nicaea in the year 325. It's a common era. There the Nicene Creed was adopted. Although the argument raged until 381, and there's a reference in the history of the early church to AD 500 by J.W.C. Wand, published by Routledge in 1965. And this issue probably wasn't settled until the Council of Chalcedon in the year 451. But it wasn't only that issue. There was also the questions concerning the will of Jesus compared to the will of God, the substance of Jesus compared to the substance of God, and the nature of Jesus compared to the nature of God. Then whether the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit proceeded from both the Father and the Son. And here, the Orthodox Christians finally split from the Catholics in the year 1054. The Orthodox Christians, that's the Yugoslavian Christians, Russian, the Eastern, and the Orientalists, do not accept that the Holy Ghost proceeds from both the Father and the Son, only from the Father. And for the record, the Orthodox Bible has 80 books, the Roman Catholic Bible has 73 books, and the Protestant Bible, or version, has 66 books. Let us now consider the word or name Christ. It is from the Latin Christus, or Christus, which transliterates from the Greek word Christos, and means anointed. Messiah is a Hebrew word and means anointed. Masi is the Arabic word, and the root form means to anoint. What happened? Simply, they took off the OS ending and used the capital C to give what they wanted to be a unique word, Christ. This could only have been done in writing, in my own humble opinion, not with speech. That means most likely it was done after Jesus, on whom be peace, left this earth, because nothing was written down in his time. If we take the Hebrew word for anointed in the Old Testament, we find, I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar, in Genesis 31:13. If the priest that is anointed be sent, Leviticus 4, verse 3. And Moses anointed the tabernacle and all things that was therein, Leviticus chapter 8, verse 10. The Lord shall anoint the horn of his anointed, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 10. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed beside us, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1. So we see anoint is not unique for Jesus, on whom be peace. Say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but Allah, that we associate no partners with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than Allah. If they turn back, say ye, bear witness that we at least are Muslims submitting to the will of Allah. From the Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 64. Let us now look a little more at what the Quran tells us about Jesus, on whom be peace. In Surah 3, Ayat 35 through 41, behold the wife of Imran, mother of Miriam, maternal grandmother of Jesus, on whom be peace, whose name was Hannah, Anna, or Anne, said, O my Lord, I do dedicate to you what is in my womb for your special service. So accept this of me, for you hear and know all things. When she was delivered, she said, O my Lord, behold, I am delivered of a female child, and Allah knew best what she brought forth, and in no way is the male like the female. I have named her Maryam, and I commend her and her offspring to protection from Satan, the rejected. The baby, when it grew up, was given to the temple to take part and be of service in the temple. Right graciously did her Lord accept her. He made her grow in purity and beauty to the care of Zachariah, was she assigned. Every time that he entered her rooms or chambers to see her, he found her supplied with sustenance. He said, O Miriam, from where this comes to you? She said, from Allah, for Allah provides sustenance to whom he pleases without measure. Continuing from the Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 42 to 44. Behold, the angels said, O Miriam, Allah has chosen you and purified you, chosen you above the women of all nations and worlds. This is an honor not to have given to her by Christianity, although the Catholics call her the Mother of God. What then do they call the wife of Imran, the mother of the Mother of God? Because if we look at normal relationships, we all have a mother, and our mother has a mother. What is our relationship to our mother's mother? Grandmother. Huh? She's a grandmother. So what then would be the mother of the mother of Jesus? The mother is the mother of God. What would be the mother of the mother? Yet there's no mention of it. O Miriam, worship the Lord devoutly, prostrate yourself, and bow down in prayer with those who bow down. This is part of the news of the things unseen which we reveal to you, O prophet, by inspiration. You were not there when they cast lots with pens or arrows, as to which of them should be charged with the care of Miriam. Nor were you present with them when they disputed the point. Behold, the angel said, O Miriam, I'll give you happy news of a word from him. His name will be Masi Isa Ibn Miriam, held in honor in this world and the hereafter, and of the company of those nearest to Allah. It means spiritually, not physically, not parentally. He shall speak in the cradle to the people and in maturity, and he shall be of the company of the righteous. She said, O my Lord, how shall I have a son when no man has touched me? He said, that's the angel, even so, Allah creates what he wills. When he has decreed a matter, he only says, be and it is. Kun fayakun. Be and it becomes, or be and it is. Comparing briefly with the Bible, nowhere in the Bible is the virgin birth positively stated. In Matthew 1, verses 18 to 20, we find, when they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Ghost. When they came together means Joseph and Mary. In Luke 1:35, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And we have to compare Matthew 1:23 with Isaiah 7:14-16. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God is with us. But Jesus, on whom be peace, was never called Emmanuel, except by those who chose to do so in order to fulfill alleged prophecy. The word translated virgin actually means, or refers to, a young girl, of which is in Isaiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 4, which show the child was conceived naturally and the girl became a mother in the fullness of time, not necessarily once she was a virgin. If God could be the child of a human mother, why not of a human father as well? Why not? What is so miraculous of someone being born just as a mother, apart from the fact that God can do everything or anything? Adam had no mother or father. Eve, there was no woman involved. Okay? You and I have both a mother and a father. And Jesus, on whom be peace, had no father. All possibilities are created for him. Let us consider for a moment. Allah is giving the revelation to Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And this revelation has been brought by the angel Gabriel or Jibreel, on whom be peace. Some Christians say Muhammad wrote the Quran. That is, he spoke of his own, and this was copied down. That what he spoke, he had learnt from Jewish and Christian traders he had met. Could this possibly be true? Why would such an honor be given to Miriam that the Quran says she is to be chosen above the women of all nations? By Muhammad? Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Surely, if Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah was upon him, was the author, then one of the female members of his own family would have been given this honor. But it is not so. I suggest to you the answer is simply Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, had no choice. The revelation was from Allah, and Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was the mouthpiece. What he heard, that did he say. The Quran is from Allah and from no one else. It is nothing but inspiration sent down to him, the Quran tells us in Surah 53, Ayah 4. Chapter 19 of the Quran is named after Miriam. There is no chapter in the Bible named after her. So if we go through some of the ayahs in chapter 19, 16 through 66 perhaps, relate in the book the story of Miriam when she withdrew from her family to a place in the east. This means the eastern wing where she stayed. She placed a screen to screen herself from them. Then we sent her an angel, and he appeared before her as a man in all respects. She said, I seek refuge from you with Allah, most gracious. Come not near if you fear Allah. He said, nay, I am only a messenger from your Lord to announce to you the gift of a pure son. She said, how shall I have a son, seeing that no man has touched me, and I am not unchaste? He said, so it will be. Your Lord says, that is easy for me, and we will appoint him as a cement and a mercy from us. It is a matter so decreed. So she conceived him and retired with him to a remote place. And the pains of childbirth drove her to the trunk of a palm tree. She cried in her anguish, ah, would that I had died before this, would that I had been a thing forgotten. But a voice cried to her from beneath the palm tree, leave not with you. A small ah, would that I had died before this, would that I had been a thing forgotten. But a voice cried to her from beneath the palm tree, grieve not, for your Lord has provided a rivulet beneath you, a small river or small stream. And shake towards yourself the trunk of the palm tree. It will let fall fresh ripe dates upon you. Let me just explain this a moment, because here in Saudi Arabia it's very easy to see palm trees. Shake towards yourself the trunk of a palm tree. I would ask any one of you if you have in fact tried to shake the trunk of a palm tree. Unless it's one that's trimmed, you can't even get close to it. You're likely to cut your hands, okay, because it's very sharp and thorny. Secondly, if you try to shake the palm tree in general, you will be the person that gets shaken, not the tree. Okay? I say this to you because I tried it. Alright? And the reason for emphasizing this is here we see the mercy of Allah. Miriam was in labor pains. She was experiencing labor pains. And the last thing anyone would want to do is to put their hands up and try to shake. You can talk to your wives, your mothers, whatever, and ask them about labor pains, and they will tell you. And if you go to a palm tree, and literally you try to put your arms around it and shake it, you will see how firm it is, and that it's an impossibility for you to do it. So here, she had to make a small effort. Put the hands up, put them on the palm tree, and Allah would make sure that the tree moved. So here we see the mercy of Allah. I personally don't believe that Miriam is being told to make a great effort to shake a palm tree when I, for instance, couldn't do it, and I'm sure many others could not do it either. Okay? So eat and drink and cool your eyes by looking at the newborn baby. And if you see any man, say, I have vowed a fast to Allah, most gracious, and this day will I enter into no talk with any human being. At length she brought the babe to her people, carrying him in her hands. They said, O Miriam, truly a strange thing have you brought. O sister of Aaron, your father was not a man of evil, nor your mother a woman unchaste. So here we see the accusation starting as soon as she returns to her people. For the children of Israel, the law of Moses, the Mosaic law, meant stoning to death for adultery. And here she was with a baby in her arms. How was she to be saved? But she pointed to the babe. They said, how can we talk to one who is a child and afraid of? Miraculously, Isa ibn Miriam speaks. He said, I am indeed a servant of Allah. He has given me revelation and made me a prophet. And he has made me blessed wherever I be. Allah has enjoined on me prayer and zakat as long as I live. He has made me kind to my mother and not overbearing or unblessed. If we just compare this with how rudely the Bible claims he addressed his mother in John chapter 2 verse 4. He says, woman, what have I to do with thee? Yet in the Quran, he has made me kind to my mother and not overbearing or unblessed. Okay? If the Christians have problems with a small baby speaking because it's not, the story is not in their Bible, then I would refer them to Numbers chapter 22, verses 28 to 30, where God or Allah commands the ass of Balaam to speak. Okay? Continuing from the Quran. So peace is on me the day I was born, the day that I die, and the day that I shall be raised up to life again. Here, Isa, on whom be peace, is not referring to the crucifixion or resurrection. He did not die, but will come again, and then he will die, and be raised along with everyone else on the Day of Judgment. So it refers to the Day of Judgment. In the Quran we see, therefore, that Isa, on whom be peace, defends his mother by the grace of Allah. Quran tells us, such was Isa ibn Miriam, Jesus son of Mary, on whom be peace. It is a statement of truth, about which they vainly dispute. It is not befitting to the majesty of Allah that he should beget a son. Glory be to him, when he determines a matter, he only says to it, be and it is. Surely Allah is my Lord and your Lord, him therefore serve you. This is a way that is straight. Again from the Quran, the similitude of Isa before Allah is that of Adam. He created him from dust, then said to him, be, and he was. So the three from the Quran, ayah 59. So in the Quran, Allah is telling us that Jesus and Adam, similar in the, as far as they were both created from dust. Does the miraculous birth of Isa, or Jesus, on whom be peace, make him a God, or a begotten Son of God, or his mother, the mother of God? The birth of Jesus and the birth of Adam, peace be upon them, show God's power of creation. The superiority of one type of creation over another is not specified. In Numbers 23, verse 19 we read, God is not a man that he may lie, or a son of man that he may repent. These words are put into the mouth of Balaam, according to the Old Testament, or the Hebrew Bible, by God. The Qatar of Isa, alayhi salam, on whom be peace, was dust, just as Adam, on whom be peace, was dust. But the Christians do not agree. So let us look a little farther into their Bible. We find a passage which tells us, without father, without mother, without descent from the loins of man, having neither beginning of days nor end of life. Passages in Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. Who are we talking about? A candidate for God, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days not end of life. Since this is from Hebrews, Paul is apparently writing. But this is for Chelzebub, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who went returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first claimed by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made unto the Son of God, abideth a priest forever.
The first side of the tape is over. Please turn to the second.
The author of Hebrews. Paul was a self-styled apostle of God. Paul was also well versed in Greek and Roman mythology, as well as in Platonic philosophy. That means the philosophy of Plato, with which he colored his teachings. The Jesus of the Gospels and the Jesus of Paul are different.
We can compare God incarnate with the man God. His suffering for human salvation, his resurrection, human sin, and its expiation through God's sacrifice, for example, in Gibbon's The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. Further, the New Catholic Encyclopedia, 1967, volume 14, page 306, admits the doctrine of the Trinity is not taught in the Old Testament or in the Hebrew Bible. It also admits the doctrine of the Trinity must be dated from about 350 years after Jesus, on whom be peace, departed this earth. The Trinity must be dated from 350 years after the departure of Jesus, on whom be peace, from this earth. Therefore, the early followers who were taught by Jesus, on whom be peace, did not believe God to be a triunity or a trinity. They did not. In the Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 48 to 51, the reference here is to Isa ibn Miriam, on whom be peace, and Allah will teach him the book and wisdom, the Torah and the Injil, and appoint him a messenger to the children of Israel with this message: I have come to you with a sign from your Lord, in that I make for you out of clay, as it were, the figure of a bird, and breathe into it, and it becomes a bird by the permission of Allah. And I heal those born blind, and the lepers, and I bring the dead to life, all by the permission of Allah. And I declare to you what you eat, and what you store in your houses. Surely, and this is a sign for you, if you did believe. In other words, whatever Jesus, on whom be peace, did, was by the grace and permission of God. Allah. We can compare this with the Bible, where Jesus is referred to in Luke 13:33, for instance, where Jesus calls himself a prophet. Others call Jesus a prophet in John 6:14, Luke 7:16, and 24:19. In John 5, verse 30, Jesus tells us, according to the Bible, of myself I can do nothing. In 1 John chapter 14, verse 28, the Father is greater than I. In John chapter 20, verse 17, Jesus spoke of my God. In John chapter 17, verse 3, the only true God. And in Mark chapter 13, verse 32, some things neither Jesus nor the angels knew. In Luke 22, verses 41 to 42, Jesus prays to his spiritual father for help. In another passage, why callest thou me good? Goodness belongs to one alone. That's Mark chapter 10, verse 18. Here, he dissociates himself from the perfect attribute and says that the perfect attribute belongs to one alone, who is in heaven. In other words, he's showing that he's not perfect. Isa ibn Miriam, on whom be peace, Jesus, was supported by Allah with the miracles of healing. But other prophets were supported with miracles. Moses, on whom be peace, was supported with the miracles of two signs: the stick turning into a snake, and his hand being white when he withdrew it from his clothes. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was supported with the miracle of the revelation being more than poetry. Okay, there are other miracles, but that's one. Alright? And miracles were also performed by many other prophets in the Bible. They weren't limited just to these three. Some examples are to be found in Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 through 3, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 36, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 23, 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 3, and 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 20, and 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 32 to 35. But continuing from the Quran, in Surah 3, Ayahs 50 to 51, I have come to you to attest the Torah which was before me, and to make lawful to you part of what was before forbidden to you. I have come to you with a sign from your Lord, so fear Allah and obey me. It is Allah that is my Lord and your Lord, then worship him. This is a way that is straight. We can compare this perhaps with the Lord's Prayer, Matthew chapter 6, verse 7, where he says, Our Father, And by saying our Father, he includes himself with creation, not with the Creator. In another passage he says, I am the truth, the way, and the life, which means that he speaks the truth, he showed the way, and whoever followed him, what he had said and what he was doing, would have everlasting life. From the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 87, we gave Moses the book and followed him with a succession of messengers. We gave Jesus, the son of Mary, clear signs and strengthened him with a pure spirit, which is Gabriel, Jibreel, and whom be peace. And strength, is it that whenever there comes to you a messenger with what you yourselves desire not, ye are puffed up with pride? Some ye called impostors, and some ye slay. In another passage, first Abraham is mentioned in the Quran, Surah 6, Ayah 83, and then in continuing ayahs, we gave him Isaac and Jacob, all three we guided, and before him we guided Noah, and among his progeny David, Solomon, Job, Joseph, Moses, and Aaron. Thus do we reward those who do good, and Zechariah and John, and Jesus and Elias, all in the ranks of the righteous, and Ismael, and Elisha, and Jonas, and Lot, and to all we gave favor above the nations. This is only a partial list of the prophets sent by Allah. Quran, Surah 5, Ayah 46, and we caused Jesus, son of Mary, to follow in their footsteps, confirming what was before him, and we bestowed on him the Injil, wherein is guidance and light, confirming that which was in the Torah, a guidance and an admonition to those who are careful. The Quran tells us in Surah 4, Ayah 164, of some messengers we have already told you the story, of others we have not. So here we see prophets claim when mankind was at its lowest ebb, morally and spiritually, when we're in a very bad situation, if you like, they found mankind a long way away from God, estranged from God, separated from God, and they came as a beacon of light, of righteousness and virtue to bring mankind back to God. They walked in humility, and one who cares to approach God must follow them. Thus we find, for example, Jesus, on whom be peace, according to the Bible, saying, no man cometh to the Father but by me. Or again, as I said before, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Every prophet can say so if he and only he has been called by God to bring the people to God. The same has been said of Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, in the Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 31. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you. And forgive you your faults. The Quran, Surah 5, Ayahs 1, 6, and 7. And behold, Allah will say, O Isa ibn Maryam, did you say unto men, take me and my mother for two gods besides Allah? He, Isa ibn Maryam, will say, glory be to you. Never could I say what I had no right to say. Had I said such a thing, you would indeed have known. You know what is in my heart, though I know not what is in yours. You know in full all that is hidden. Never said I to them anything other than what you did command me to say. That is, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. And I was a witness over them while I dwelt among them. When you did take me up, you were the watcher over them. And you are the witness to all things. In Surah 61, Ayah 6, and remember, Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus said, O children of Israel, I am the messenger of Allah, sent to you, confirming the Torah which came before me, and giving the happy news of a messenger to come after me, whose name shall be Ahmed, which means praised one. But when he came to them with clear signs, they said, this is evident sorcery. We can compare these passages, or this passage, with some passages in the Bible. For instance, John 16, verses 12 to 14, the Spirit of Truth is mentioned. And in John 14, 25 and 16, verses 7 to 8, the Comforter is referred to. Now the Christians take these words to mean the Holy Spirit. Okay? But also, there's a passage, I think it's John 14, 25, which refers to... No, it's not. I forget which one it is. There's another passage somewhere which refers to the Spirit of truth coming, and he will speak not of himself, but that which he hears, so shall he speak. Okay? And the emphasis when it says, when he, the Spirit of truth, he shall speak. Not of himself, but that which he hears, that will he speak. In Greek, when it refers to a spirit, it would be neutral. When it refers to he, it is emphasizing the masculine, the male, the man. So, here, Muslims, of course, believe that this is the reference to Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. The Quran confirms it, and we see what we think is a distortion in the words in the Bible. We think that Jesus, on whom be peace, prophesied that the prophet to come after him would be Muhammad. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. The Bible says, I come to confirm the law, not to overthrow it, in Matthew 5, verses 17 and 18, and again in 31 and 32. And the meaning from the, is amplified in Matthew chapter 5, verse 27, through Matthew chapter 7, verse 28, as Mosaic law, or the law of Moses. Since Isa, to the Miriam, Jesus, on whom the peace came to the Jews, the law he refers to is the law of Moses. And if you look at his answer to the question, Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? In Matthew 19:16, which is straight after the verse where the question is asked, he explains Mosaic law. He explains the Mosaic law. So when he is asked, good teacher or teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? He explains the law of Moses. And again, good teacher is referred to in Luke 18:18, and it's explained in Luke 18, verses 19 through 22. In a similar fashion. The Quran, chapter 4, or surah 4, ayat 156-8, references to the children of Israel. They had incurred divine displeasure in that they broke their covenant, that they rejected the signs of Allah, that they slew or killed the messengers in defiance of right, that they said, our hearts are the rattlings, nay, Allah has set the seal on their hearts for their blasphemy, and little is it that they believe, that they rejected faith, that they uttered against Miriam a grave false charge. In Islam, a charge against the reputation of a woman has to be supported by four eyewitnesses. Eyewitnesses. If the charge is not substantiated, the accuser or the accusers are to be flogged with 80 stripes, and they are not considered competent witnesses. So it's taken very seriously. You cannot make an accusation against a woman without not only real proof, but substantiated real proof. Okay? In the Quran, Surah 4, Ayat 157 and 8, that they said in boast, we killed the Masih, Isa ibn Miriam, the messenger of Allah. But they killed him not, nor crucified him. Only a likeness of that was shown to them, and those who differ therein are full of doubts, with no certain knowledge. But only for a conjecture, for of a certainty they killed him not. Nay, Allah raised him up unto himself. Allah is exalted in power, wise. One or two more references from the Quran. Surah 3, Ayah 52. When Isa found unbelief on their part, he said, who will be my helpers to the work of Allah? Said the disciples, we believe in Allah, and do you bear witness that we are Muslims? Here the Quran tells us that the helpers, the 12 disciples, which the Bible refers to, said they were Muslims. In other words, they submitted to the commands of God. In Surah 3, Ayah 55, behold, Allah said, O Isa, I will take you and raise you to myself, and clear you of the falsehoods of those who blaspheme. I will make those who follow you superior to those who reject faith to the day of resurrection. Then shall you all return to me, and I will judge between you of the matter in which you dispute. In Surah 43, Ayah 61, Isa shall be a sign for the coming of the hour, day of judgment. Therefore have no doubt about it, the hour, but follow you me. That's the guidance in the Quran. This is the straight way. I have tried to give an account of Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus on Hindi peace, from the Quran, with some comparisons to biblical passages. The account from the Quran is revelation from Allah, your creator and mine, brought by the angel Jibril, Gabriel, on whom be peace, to Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. We have seen the birth of Miriam and her upbringing as a pious woman. Who will know the agony of a woman who was dedicated to the temple for service, who had to carry a child without the support of a father, obeying the Creator? We saw an example of the mercy of the Creator, the palm tree. The child spoke by the permission of Allah, and she fended his mother while in the cradle, clearing of any false accusation or allegation. Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus, on whom be peace, will come back and testify to the truth of his birth before the day of judgment. Let me leave you with one question. Irrespective of which belief system you follow or what your religion is, whether you choose the times of the prophets or whether you want to separate one part of history from another in a different way, how are the people to be judged? God is one. He is the ultimate reality. On the day of judgment, what criteria do you think he is going to use to judge, for example, the people who were before the time of Jesus, the people who knew Jesus in his own lifetime, and the people who came afterwards, and the people from then on? Even ourselves, what criteria will God use to judge all of these people that he has created, right from the time of Adam until the time of the Day of Judgment? If I use the Islamic term, which Sharia will he use? If there's any benefit in what I have said, it is from Allah. If there are any mistakes, they are mine. And I ask Allah to forgive me, and then each one of you. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.